Breeze y McDonald's tienen la clave para un post-game meal de campeones. Una QPC con salsa barbecue y tocino, papitas y un refresco. Los pros le llaman el Angel Breeze Special. Llévate el Angel Breeze Special solo en McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows. Only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
And hello, movie lovers, and welcome to the show. So today I'm going to be reviewing Dexter episode 10. This is actually the season finale of Dexter Original Sin. This is actually called Code Blues. I definitely enjoyed this this episode, and I enjoyed reviewing this show with you guys. So let's go on ahead. Let's review episode 10 of Dexter Original Sin. And hey guys, welcome to the show. So first thing is first, I just want to open up with the fact that I have a little bit of an announcement to make. So, hey guys, before we dive into today's episode, I gotta put you onto something every sports fan needs. Fanatics. Whether you're ripping your favorite NFL, NBA, MLB, or college team, Fanatics is the best place for you to get your all your sports needs. Officially licensed gear to keep your game day ready, jerseys, hats, collectibles, and so much more, especially when the Eagles have won the Super Bowl. They have some great stuff. If you're an Eagles fan, go ahead, get yourself some merch. And the best part, as a listener of Movie Lovers Tonight podcast, you can also score a discount with us. So just head over to where the link is in the description and get yourself something from Fanatics. So with that being said, let's go on ahead. Let's dive into Dexter Original Sin episode 10. So what I have to say is this. I love the fact that we finally get to see Brian for the very first time and see the events that he's going through as a young child who has actually been sent away because of the stuff that he's been doing doing to Deb and, as a baby. Like, for instance, Harry winds up bringing Dexter and Brian both home. And I mentioned this in like the last episode, but he brings them both home. And you're wondering, why did Harry send them off? Well, he ended up trying to smother Deb as a baby because she was crying. So therefore, Harry's like, look, we cannot have her. We have to go on. And we cannot have Brian. So therefore, we have to send him away. So they call up the social worker again, and she winds up taking him to different homes. And he's just not fitting in anywhere. And so it got to the point where she basically had to send him to a psychiatric hospital, but also, too, most of the foster homes that he went through and stuff like that was never really a home for him. He was always missing his brother, Dexter. But also, too, most of the kids were actually being really douchey to him and stuff. Every single time when something would happen, the parents weren't even looking. And so, therefore, Brian had to go on ahead and stab one person with a fork because of the fact that they tried stealing his food. The other kid got locked him inside a closet, in a broom closet at school. So there was like different things that Brian was going through, but what I do appreciate with this fact of the matter is the fact that it gives you a little bit of humanizing the goon in a sense, because of the fact that we don't get to see his origin story in season one of Dexter, right? We've all only knew him as like the ice truck killer and stuff like that, and he was related to Dexter, and that was actually Dexter's brother, and he was also getting ready to be engaged to Deb. And that's actually something dark and twisted if you think about it, though, that the baby that you're smothering is someone that you're going to wind up trying to marry later on in season one of Dexter. It's just kind of dark and twisted in a sense, if you look at it underneath that context. But you actually get to see what Brian is going through. Even in the psychiatric hospital, you have a security guard that winds up, well, not a psychiatric guard, but you actually have someone that's supposed to be taking care of Brian. He winds up taking his medicine from the person that's supposed to be who's supposed to be giving it to, and he winds up getting it over to the security guard. And so Brian is over there asking, "Well, where's my meds? Where's my meds?" So the caretaker for him winds up saying, "What are you talking about? You're crazy." Next thing you know, he winds up decking him. Brian winds up decking him. And then he goes through a whole entire deal after that, even as an adult, where his main focus is trying to get back with Dexter. And so, you know, he goes to a psychiatrist. And this is where we actually see the whole entire scene, crime scene that we didn't get to see when Harry and them were looking at the place. It was actually the psychiatrist that got murdered by Brian. And we get to see the events unfold. And he told Brian, "Hey, look, you cannot see your brother. It's bad for you. And it's also going to be bad for him, because whenever you mention Dexter or whatever, it triggers you to the point where you want to condone violence against someone." So after that happens, he winds up taking a fire poker, stabs him repeatedly over the head with the fire stick. Not only that, but you also have him bashing the guy's head up against the desk whenever he first gets knocked out. It was very gruesome scene for that. But like I said, it gives you some context into what Brian went through those years of things, especially when Harry winds up rescuing him and Brian in that container. And of course, you know, with his mother, their mother is cut up into pieces, and Dexter is not realizing what's even going on or anything like that either. And so basically Brian had to cover his eyes just so that way he wouldn't see the remains of what his mother looks like when she was chainsawed to death. So that was just something dark and gruesome for the both of them to witness. And, you know, I just thought that was pretty mind-boggling in a sense of what Brian's been through in the past. So let's talk about this other thing, though, too, okay? So the best-kept secret of the original Sin season was the surprising return to Brian Moser, like I said, who it was hinted at several times during the prequel series early episodes. His return pays off in the original finale and a face-to-face standoff with Harry, which is actually probably one of my favorite things in this episode. It's the standoff between the two of them. And we'll get to that in a minute. After the episode opens up with a never-before-seen deep dive into his troubled upbringing, like I mentioned, and then you also have after Harry and Doris disown him, as shown in the original Sin Episode 9 flashback, Brian Fate is left in the hands of Barb Plimpton. I believe that's how you say your name. I'm sorry if I'm butchering that fictional character's name. But as social worker, it's no coincidence that Brian kills her, his former therapist, and several of his adopted siblings in Miami, trying to get Dexter's attention. As Ryan explains to Harry, he was turned over to institutions and the system, which molded him into a cold-blooded killer without moral compass to guide him, like Harry's code with Dexter. But, you know, in order for Brian to get close to Dexter, he loves seeing Dexter work behind the scenes and watching him watch all the murder scenes everything that he's done. And you actually get to see pictures of Brian in the background of him watching Dexter this whole entire time and stuff like that. But Brian Moser will continue watching Dexter from afar, since he and Dexter didn't officially reunite until the 2006 Dexter season 1, like I mentioned. It said he shouldn't have too much of a role in season 2. Brian agrees that Harry is the best thing for Dexter, and emerging suddenly in his life would only complicate things. Brian will strangely love Dexter, but by not being around in further episodes of this prequel series, his absence should make room for another main villain in Dexter Original Sin Season 2. But here's the thing. Everybody's like, "Well, I want to see more of Brian." Here's the thing. I think that having Brian not in Season 2 is perfect because of the fact that we already covered this in Season 1 of Dexter. Now we're covering it in Season 1 of Original Sin, to the point where I'm thinking we already had this play out, and I don't think I want to see nods to him any further than this. Because of the fact that it'll be just like, you know, Dexter featuring his brother in prequel series. That's just my line of thinking and stuff like that. I don't even know if I want to see a prequel show centered around him at all, but that's just me. But what do you guys think? Is that something that you would want to see? Is my question. But, you know, I do like how Harry winds up confronting Brian on top of the building whenever they're investigating the social worker who's chainsawed into pieces because of what Brian did in episode 9. And he's like, look, you may hate me now, but at the end of the day, you have to understand that, you know, I'm the best thing for Dexter, even though you hate me. And that's when Brian winds up knocking Harry out and he winds up letting him live. So that's something that I really like. But we're going to get into some of the other little nitpicky things in a few minutes. But I want to also talk about this. Then it cuts into this, the whole thing with Spencer and stuff. And this is something that's intriguing. Spencer tells Dexter if he only knew how his father feel him, which is the same message Brian had for Dexter regarding the truth about Laura Moser. Brian becomes so compelling in the original Sin finale that loose end characters like Gio didn't even matter by comparison. And no, Gio did not matter because he didn't lead up to anything. He was just a douchebag, rich kid with a yacht. And that's all he was. He was a very slimy, despicable character. And that's it. Spencer's kill spree is rationalized as being clouded by anger, which would come off as someone with a what cheap if Brian wasn't even given such a gripping spotlight. So then you have the survival, Harry's season one survival, and Deb joining Miami Metro makes season two extremely promising. So this is my thing, though, too. Like, I wish that they would have killed off Dexter's dad in the season finale, because actually it ties into season one a little bit better. But at the same time, though, that's just a nitpicky thing if I think about it even more, because I think that you can do a lot more with it. Maybe that other captain that Dexter was friends with all those other years, maybe he comes into the picture and that's who takes Captain Spencer's place. So that could actually happen. That's just me speculating. But, you know, the whole entire thing with Spencer and the way that they handled the captain was handled, you know, it left some questions open, and I'm glad I actually looked this up. But I was wondering, like, what happened with the judge's son? Why did he kidnap the judge's son? We already know the reason why he kidnapped his own son was because of the fact that he wanted to get revenge out on the wife and for cheating on him. And also, too, it's not even his biological son. So that made him even more pissed off at her. But, you know, I was like, okay, what about the judge's son? Well, this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking because of the fact that he tied everything up to the cartels and stuff like that. And we actually get that in episode 3, I believe. So therefore, they arrested a lot of cartels and stuff to get even with everything. And maybe the violence that he blamed everything up on the cartels. So that's just me thinking about that. But the whole entire thing that I have to say is that Spencer, I just feel like with Spencer that I wanted a little bit more from it, from this whole entire thing. Yeah, Spencer winds up trying to drown his own son. Then Dexter has to choose between trying to take down the captain or saving the captain's son. And so it immortalized. And I like how they break it down of the fact that Dexter does show empathy versus how Brian also doesn't show empathy towards anything. And he's just a cold-blooded killer. He chose to go down to where the captain's son is being drowned and to try and save his life versus trying to take down the captain right then and there. So he winds up going down there. He winds up, matter of fact, he's actually shackled down to the floor to the point where Dexter actually had to get a pipe and break it. So you have that moment of that being played out, and he winds up rescuing the sons. He goes up and puts the flare gun up, and he winds up making the Coast Guard come to save the day. And then after that, Spencer is so pissed off to the point now where that little mask that he was hiding behind, and I'm not talking about physical mask, the mask that Dexter mentions in episode 1 where everybody wears a mask to just try to fit in. And his mask is now revealed. And he's going full-blooded at his wife now, banging on the doors, trying to smash the door in. He winds up knocking out the boy, the new husband, makes him fall down the stairs. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you hear this quietness and realize Dexter got him. And he not, and then after that, he puts him on top of the boat, Dexter does, and he puts him pretty much saran wraps him like he normally does. And, you know, the, at this point, the captain's like, look, just shut up and just get it over with. I don't even care anymore. So Dexter winds up taking a machete to it, to the captain's throat, and kills him. Then he chops him up and throws him into the Atlantic, just like how he does in the all the other seasons. So this, to me, is a major callback to episode, the very first season of Dexter. You have that eerie music that actually has that little flavor of, you know, of the Dark Passenger kind of music, which I like. But yeah, with Spencer now dead, the Miami Metro Homicide Captain seat is now open, although it may not go directly to longstanding original series Captain Thomas Matthews, but I'm still thinking that it will go towards Captain Thomas Matthews because of the fact that it goes with the continuity within the show itself. Still, he is more likely than ever to be added to the original Sin Season 2 in some capacity. This also raises the questions of what other original Dexter characters could emerge, such as Dr. Evelyn Bogel, which I hope that they don't do, because I really don't want that plot being even in this, because I really did not like what they did with the final season of Dexter. And she made an instrumental role in the developing of Harry's Code in the hilarious fan favorite Sergeant James Stokes. Then, of course, you have the From Brian's Incognito cameo, Dexter Original Sin, Episode 2, Dexter Season 3 regular Miguel Pardo was briefly seen kissing LaGreta in one scene in the prequel series, hinting at a returning role for him. While these plot and character elements have yet to be determined, it's clearly than ever that Phillips and his writers have firm grasp on the prequel series, can actually make new seasons that are on par with even better than the original show. Eight seasons may be pushing it, but Dexter Original Sin should be a Paramount Plus with Showtime staple for years. In a short, Dexter Original Sin is a triumph for the Dexter franchise and a blueprint for all modern prequel series. It expertly captures the feel of the original show and brilliantly casts returning and brand new characters, resulting in one of the best Dexter seasons ever made. Expanding the backstories of Laura, Harry, and Brian is what prequel shows like these are all about. Eight seasons may be pushing it, but Dexter Original Sin should be a Paramount Plus with a show Showtime staple for years to come. But I also want to mention this. So I mentioned the fact that Deb is now going to become a Miami Metro police officer at the very end of this season. And I like the fact that, you know, during the blood drive, she's like, oh, I'm so enthused into this blood drive. I love how guys are actually taking care, the police officers are taking care of everybody. It feels like a family. And I want that. I want to have that kind of feeling. And so therefore she winds up signing up to be a police officer. And Harry, she's like, are you mad at me? She goes, no, I'm proud of you that you want to do this and everything. So this is actually what you want. And he goes, look, this may not be what I pictured you to want to do, but if this is what you want to do and what you chose to do, I'm all for it. So go for it. So that was a little bit of a proud moment for me to know that Harry has her back with wanting to do this, even though it's not something that he would want for her life, but at least it's something that she is feeling passionate to do. And especially after seeing the blood drive and how everybody was there for Bobby. And that's also another thing too. Deb was over there watching Bobby the whole entire time while he was going in and out of unconscious. And so at that point, you know, you had that scene where Harry has to go out and say, hey, look, Deb, can you watch Bobby for a couple of hours and everything? I have to go and handle this case, which happens to be the case where the social worker was actually cut in two with the chainsaw because of what Brian did. And so you had that, like I mentioned before, you had that confrontation out on the route because Harry winds up walking away from the scene. He already knows that somebody's watching. He already has a hint that Brian is somewhere close watching him investigate because he was also there through all the other cases thinking that Dexter was going to be there working the case. But no, it's just Harry by himself. And so Harry winds up seeing someone in the shadows watching over him. So he winds up going over to the other part of the roof. And that's where he winds up having that confrontation with Brian, like I mentioned. But I love that scene. I love how, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he still hates Harry, but at the same time, he knows that's just the best move for him. But he even mentions tries to put the guilt on Harry for sleeping with his own mother and having an affair with her while also being forced to give information to the cops for the cartels to be able to bust the cartels. So I like how it's actually implicating the whole entire deal of Harry's sins along with Dexter's sins as well. It's like the sins of the father kind of deal. And that's something I really have to say is something I like within the writing itself. But then you also have that one moment where everybody at the very end of the show, we have Dexter, you have Harry, you have everybody just celebrating the fact that, you know, Deborah's going into the police academy. You have Dexter, who actually now is no longer an intern. He is now a full-time Miami Metro blood analysis. And at first, it's just Deb over there just dancing to some Mexican music. And then you also have, after that, Deb winds up wanting Dexter to join him. Dexter comes over there, joins him. And then after that, Harry comes over there and joins the both of them. And then while you have that moment being played out, which is all happy, you have Brian that sits off in the background where he's watching them from the door and from the restaurant. And he's really sad and he's pissed off with this whole entire deal and that he will never get the chance to talk to his brother. But, you know, I thought that we might actually see Harry die this season. But still, I think that it's a very solid season, despite the fact that maybe some of the stuff that happened in season one might happen a little bit later, which I'm okay with, because of the fact it gives us a chance to actually give us more characterization of certain characters and make us care about them even more. I think this is actually a perfect prequel series. I'm not a huge fan of prequel shows or spinoffs or anything like that. But when you have continuity within a show like Dexter Original Sin and stuff like that, it works. And this show is probably one of my favorite shows to watch aside from Cobra Kai. But I love what they're doing as far as the prequel show goes. I'm excited for Dexter Resurrection. I thought the season finale was okay. It might be a little anticlimactic in a sense because of the fact that, you know, the way that Dexter winded up killing the captain and stuff. But at the same time, though, I actually felt a little bit of a satisfaction with the show itself, to the point where I'm like, you know what, the little nitpicky stuff just doesn't matter to me. I was engaged the whole entire time, all through all 10 episodes. So yeah, solid episode. Tell me what you guys think. Are you guys excited about them renewing it for Dexter Original Sin season 2? Are you guys excited for Dexter Resurrection? Thank you so much for you guys just sticking with me, watching my reviews, listening to my reviews on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, where you guys get your podcasts from. It means so much to me that you guys are taking the time out of your night to be able to watch my reviews and even engage in my shorts and stuff like that too that I make. So thank you so much for that. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, I will be back again. This time, Tamika will be joining me again. We're going to be doing Rush Hour 2 for Black History Month. So we're going to be doing that at 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow night. Then Wednesday night, I'm going to be doing Cobra Kai, wrapping up the Cobra Kai season. So that's going to be the end of Cobra Kai. And then after that, we're just going to have to wait and see. I do have some other stuff cooking that I want to try and do. I want to do like a whole entire Superman rewatch leading all the way up until all the way to the new Superman movie as well. So you're going to get all the Christopher Reeve movies, and then you're also probably going to get Man of Steel. So I don't know about Superman Returns because I didn't like that movie, but we'll have to see. So if you guys like this episode, go ahead and smash that like button, subscribe button. Go ahead and visit everybody at Unfiltered Studios. As well, and we have the Sleepy G Show, Pedals of Support, Finding Your Way, Nailed It with St. Joe, 12th Street Talk, and then you also have that Florida Feeling. We have everything over there over at Unfiltered Studios. So there's one other announcement that I want to make, and then after that I'm signing off. So like I said, we are actually sponsored by Phonetics, and it isn't just about quality. It's about bringing you the best clothing, texts, collectibles with a style that stands out. I even have one of their hoodies right now, and I really love it. Whether you're a fan of bold designs, sleek minimalism, or something that makes a statement that they've got you covered. Plus, not to mention, they also have their Eagles merch and stuff like that from the Super Bowl and things like that that you guys can get. But what's even better is, because we're sponsored by them, you actually get some stuff. You actually get some merch percent off. So go ahead, go over to Fanatics right now. Click the little description code at the bottom of the screen so that way you guys can go on ahead and get you some merch by clicking the link, and I'll bring you over to that page. And because you're rocking with Fanatics, it's hooking you up, head over to the website and check out for an exclusive discount. Don't miss out. Upgrade your style. Gaming movie merch today with Fanatics. And this is John DeGregorio with Movie Loves Unite. I hope that you guys enjoy this show, and we'll catch you guys on the next one, guys. Thank you so much. And like I said, it's been a pleasure to be able to do this review with you guys, and always until next time.